Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And we're joined now by our resident bookworms, the Waterford librarians, Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany, whose brains we just love to pick for their top reads. Lovely to see you both again. Now, Jenny, we're starting with Fair Rosaline. What's this?
So it's a feminist retelling, Auric, and begins like as a prequel to Romeo and Juliet, as we know it. It's written by an American author called Natasha Solomons. I actually read this one as an ebook, and I don't really go near ebooks because for a book to hold my attention away from all the distractions and the notifications on the phone, it has to be very, very good. And this is a really, really, really good book. So like I said, it's set before the events of Romeo and Juliet as we know it. Rosaline, who is mentioned in the play very briefly at the beginning of it, she's reeling from the loss of her mother due to the plague, the Black Death, and her father's determined to send her to a convent and she's looking for an escape and she meets Romeo. And I can't say anything more,
right,
but
not
her intervention changes the story as we know
new?
It.
Is this a new...
It's recent enough. We only came across it recently. But it's really funny. It's one of these books. It's got 5-star reviews and 1-star reviews.
Ah.
And I was looking at the 1-star reviews and they're like, oh, how dare she touch Shakespeare? And I'm like, everyone has touched Shakespeare. It's been done loads of times. It's a 5-star review from me. And like people who've read things like Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell, they kind of get the literary reimagining, the use and the creative license. But Fair Rosaline, really good.
OK,
really good.
So that's by Natasha Solomons and that's out now. So Tracy, you read Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell. And I've read this as well. I read it because it was recommended by all sorts of people, including Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey. What did you think of it?
I did like it. Now, I did read this via audiobook and it was read by Rebecca Lohman. And she did a very, very good job of this because sometimes it can be annoying. There was a part I was shouting at the book as well because I've started shouting at audiobooks.
Good. Like to hear it.
Yeah. The book reminded me a bit like Dawson's Creek. It starts in 2006. You've got Shiloh. She's 33. She's just separated from Ryan. She's got 2 children, Gus and Juniper, and she's invited to one of her best friends, Mikey's second wedding. Now, she's looking around the wedding, looking around, and she's looking around for Carrie. Now, Carrie would have been one. They were inseparable, Carrie, Shiloh and Mikey in high school. And people always thought that Carrie and Shiloh were dating. But they loved each other in high school, but they just didn't realise that they loved each other in high school. Mm-hmm. But I actually think if you love someone in high school, avoid them. Because like if it's meant to be, you'll get together later on. But I like this because it goes back and forth and it gives a clear distinction of before. Because I think on the top of the chapter, it'll say
it says before.
So I like that. Mm-hmm. I thought it wasn't like the normal mushy romantic story.
Yeah, so, I wasn't sure about it. I did like the character Shiloh a lot mm-hmm. and I still like her. I wasn't sure about the story. I felt like when's the other thing going to happen? And it didn't, you know, there wasn't another twist.
And I thought this would make a great film or like a 4-parter because there was a lot of, you know, backstory as well. So no, I liked it.
Okay, that's Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell. Now, audiobooks again, Tracy. So what have you enjoyed listening to rather than reading?
Coast Road, Alan Murren. Absolutely fantastic book. This book should be at the top of the bestsellers list for months. It's really, really good. I had seen this book in my coffee shop for the last few months. It's called The Coast Road. It doesn't have a particularly nice front cover. It doesn't even have a very good blurb behind it at the back. So I said, I am going to read it. I'm going to read it. Again, good reviews. Fantastic. Alan Murren, he's one of my favourites now. It's set in Ardglass. It's County Galway, small rural town, 1994. This was before divorce was in Ireland. It's Colette Crowley. She's back in town. She's living in a small cottage up the Coast Road. So that's where the title comes from. She left her husband and children and ran off with a married man. And now she's back. It's really about Colette Crowley, Dolores and Izzy. They're all in unhappy marriages. A very, very good audiobook. And the reason, the story is absolutely fantastic. I'm actually reading it again because I read it fast, listened to it fast. So I'm listening back and
listen to it double time.
Oh, yeah, I would. Oh, I'd listen to it again. Now, I don't do this with, I usedn't to do this with books, but I've started doing this, but only the really special ones. And Alan Murren and Coast Road is very, very special. But Jessica Regan isn't the narrator on this. And she has done work for Niamh Mulvey, Megan Nolan, Liz Nugent, Andrea Mara. She's a really, really good narrator. So if you're doing an audiobook. Get her.
I like the sound of this. This is The Coast Road by Alan Murren. It came out, I think, in May or June of this year. So it's relatively new. You're saying listen to it.
Oh, it's a good one. I think it's going to be up for the awards at the end of the year. It's actually brilliant.
I'm listening to The Goldfinch, which is out a while, and it's really, really long, but I can't stop. So if you see me walking around with one headphone in, pretending to talk to
that's
you.
That's a great book.
That's what I'm doing. It's brilliant. Such a great listen. And the narrator is brilliant. That makes all the difference.
But don't watch the film. Film, useless.
Okay, don't bother with that. Now, one other one you want to mention for audiobooks is Ultra Processed People. This is Chris Van Tulken. Why do we all eat stuff that isn't food, and why can't we stop?
You will not. Don't eat food when you're actually listening to this book. Very, very good. I would listen to this book before actually reading it, because you get extra interviews between himself and the brother Zane, and it's like it's all the high processed sugar, the fat, you know, the food that you can eat really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then I've started going on and looking at a video last night of him doing an interview, and look, I can't go into foods here because there's certain foods that you will never eat again if I actually mention them. So there you go.
So it's you're converted now.
Yeah, and it's only 8 hours long, but it's a really, really good book.
Okay, so that's called Ultra Processed People. Now, let's go into Jenny's brain for the more dystopian, disturbing novel.
I love to disturb people. And I'm in a few book clubs. And one of the book clubs I'm in, we're a scary stories book club.
I knew it.
We're a bunch of women. They're mostly in our 30s and 40s. And we meet once a month in a pub and have a few pints and we read scary stories. And one of our more recent reads was Burnham Wood by Eleanor Catton. And it's disturbing. It's about climate change. The book club were really divided on it. It's when an environmentalist and a billionaire survivalist meet. It's set in New Zealand and the events happen in this area called Burnham Wood. I said it really divided opinion among my book group.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. It put me in mind of Stark by Ben Elton, which came out in the late 80s, and like this whole kind of what will happen if the planet ends, how will we survive. But Eleanor Catton has been very popular with book clubs, but I think this one threw a lot of people when she wrote it. But Burnham Wood, I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so Burnham Wood by Eleanor Catton. Now, the next one, I read this one, the Anthony Horowitz Close to Death. I really liked this. I thought it was great because it messes with your brain because he is himself in the book.
Yes, I really like this. And he kind of pokes fun at himself. He meets us like a fan and they say, oh, can I have selfies? Jenny was having a selfie with Karen Mullen, was it, earlier, you know?
Yeah,
so, and I was over.
Yeah.
So very, very funny. But it's all selfies. And then another person says, oh, I read one of your books, and leaves it at that. So that's a real insult. It's about a murder. It takes place in a posh Richmond close, and all the families in the close have a motive for the murder. I listened to this on Borrow Box and it was read by Rory Kinnear. Now, Rory Kinnear is M's chief of staff in the Bond films. So that was actually very interesting. But it's the fourth book in the Hawthorne Horowitz series. But I had never read any other in the series.
I hadn't either.
No,
and I loved it.
Standalone, fantastic book. He gets a lot of plugs in for his other books, doesn't he?
He does.
He's got Alex Rider. He mentions a few books.
He does.
But I thought it was actually very good.
Yeah, I was thrown by it though, you know, because he was himself in the book. It took me a while to figure it out, but that says more about me than him. Now, children's and young adult books. And I'm really interested in this because this is a series, and we always like a good series because if they like one, it's good to be able to find another one. The Worst Week Ever.
The Worst Week Ever. And this series is relatively new. It was new to me, and it was library customer Eli, he's about 10, he recommended it to me, by Eva Cosgrove and Matt, Eva Moore is a bigger part, and Matt Cosgrove. Each book is called after day of the week, and we learn how our main character Justin is having the worst week ever. So on Monday his mum has just married a vampire, his cat's probably been abducted by aliens, he started a new school. Tuesday his dad is dating his new head teacher, he's gone unexpectedly viral in the most embarrassing way, and it goes on. Like, we are loving this in my house. It's really good for fans of Dog Man, the Loki books, Tom Gates. We can't get enough of it. We need more days in the week.
So the age group then that you think?
I'd say kind of about 6 to 12. It's they're readable for you to read to children yourselves, and confident readers then will enjoy it. But the appeal will be kind of 6 to 12.
The worst week
ever. The worst week ever.
But they've stuffed themselves by using that title because they can only do 7 of them. They'll have to start another week.
They'll have to start another week or a few months or something like that.
Then going a bit older, you've got the Robin Hood series by Robert Muchamore.
Robert Muchamore. People might be familiar with his older series, the Cherub series, the Henderson Boys. This is set in an alternative modern day. It's a corrupt modern era called, and he calls it the Roaring 2020s. And Robin Hood is 12 years of age. His dad has been framed for a crime and he has to go to Sherwood Forest, which is actually an abandoned shopping centre. And there's bears, there's snakes, there's bandits, there's bikers, there's all sorts of peril that and problems that are solved by young people. And this appeals to children at that age when the children themselves or the teenagers themselves are solving the problems. And they're in genuine peril and they manage to. There's 7 books in the series, so they do make it out.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's for 9 to 12 year olds. I want to make sure that we get a mention in for this one because this sounds like a really special book from an Irish author, Fia and the Last Snow Deer by Eilish Fisher.
This is only out on the 26th of September. This is 2 days before the National Public Library's open day, which is on Saturday, the 28th of September. Check out your local library. This is a debut novel by Eilish Fisher from Wicklow. It's the illustrations are by Dermot Flynn. Don't let your child read this on their own, as you will love this story. I have no children. I read it, loved it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Fia has to leave her village as the villagers are all starving. They want to eat her snow deer to keep the village alive. The village has not seen the sun for 3 winter solstices. So the villagers are going out hunting, but all they're coming back with fish. They're freezing. It's starving. It sounds absolutely miserable, but Fia decides to find the deer mother. Now, this is a mythical creature that will be is able to wake up the sun. So Fia has to make sacrifices. She goes on the journey. She goes on the adventure. Mish, her cousin, goes with her. She doesn't want him to come at all, but he goes. And they encounter danger along the way. It's 264 pages of a novel in verse. And if someone is a slow reader, they will feel very accomplished and very proud of themselves once they finish that book.
Well, you say it's a super book. That's your verdict on that one. The 26th of
And only a few little words per page. Yeah.
Fia and the Last Snow Deer. Now, you mentioned this, the Libraries Ireland National Open Day is the 28th of September. That's a Saturday. And you're encouraging everyone to take a closer look at what's on offer at their local library, which is lots and lots and lots beyond the books on the shelves. Jenny and Tracy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
I know you put up on your Instagram as well a list of the books.
Put a list of everything
which
up,
is really helpful to people.